I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gosh, I almost fell down. I tripped.
You all right?
Yeah, I just tripped on my chair.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Student recognition, Mr. Dunn.
Mr. Sackett.
We're here tonight to present Faith McMorrow, third grader at Cabrillo, for Student of the Month. Very quiet, hardworking student that we're very excited about. Here with us tonight is Deb Stoughton, her teacher.
So at the beginning of the year, we always talk about what it means for students to be respectful, responsible, and ready to learn, and what it means to give 100% effort in everything that we do and to be proud of the work that we do. And ever since the first day of school, Faith is one of those students who just embraces that and embodies it all the time. So it's not uncommon to see her just working diligently, but then also looking over to make sure that her classmates are on task. And in a very gentle, quiet way, she'll kind of nudge them and be like, come on, you know, let's make sure we get recognized. So Faith is always working hard. I love that she is willing to admit when she makes a mistake and learn from it, and really just leads by example in her thoughts and her actions and in her schoolwork. So it's my honor to recognize Faith as Girls Student of the Month.
You know, she does really cheap.
She knows that she does it every day. You know, it's just amazing.
Mrs. Monet. Well, from primary tonight, we have Jackson Fuller, and Jackson is a first grader, and when I called Mrs. Martin and said, who do you have for Student of the Month, she said, Jackson, he's doing so wonderful, and Jackson is, as you can tell, all of us love him so much, so we had to bring a whole crew up to talk about him. So I'm going to start up, Mrs. Martin is his teacher, Ms. Feeney is our new first grade teacher, and then Carrie Robinson is his aide, so I'll let each of them talk.
I was so excited to come and talk about Jackson tonight. He has come so far. I had him last year, and this is his second year with me, and he's just become so independent and so bubbly. He makes friends so easily, and last year he wanted people to do things for him, and he had to really work with him to get his work done, and this year a lot of the times he tells us, Carrie, I like that you're here, but I want to do it myself, and I just love it so much, so Jackson's doing wonderful.
I also love having Jackson in my class. It's such a joy, and he works so well with all the other kids. And he does occasionally ask for help when he needs it, which is a great thing in my room, but he also works really well with his peers, and he's come a long way in taking ownership of his own work, and he started using the iPad more in my room, and he'll have friends help him or have his peer help him with that, but he's very independent and works hard on himself. He's doing very well.
Mrs. Oliver.
A first grader with us this time. This is Ian Tressiter.
And this is pretty much the look you get all the time. We can maybe get an occasional smile out of him, but very stoic, you know, all the time. And I brought his teacher with me, Mrs. Brooks, to speak a little about him.
All right, well, Ian has been doing a fantastic job in first grade. He's a hard worker, and he displays a positive attitude towards school each and every day. He comes to school with a smile on his face. He's a little nervous now, but he does have a smile on his face every day. He displays our 7 habits daily. He's proactive, he's a hard worker, and he's a problem solver. He's made many improvements in just these very few short months that we've been in school. He participates more, especially in math. He loves math, and I love seeing his hand up to solve those challenging math questions. But one of his best qualities is his kind heart. He's always willing to help out a friend in need. He's well-liked by his peers, and I'm very anxious to see what other wonderful things that he's going to do the remaining of the school year. So congratulations, Ian.
Mrs. Gerber.
Representing the middle school for our student of the month is Alex Elwood. Alex came to Norton middle of last year. He resides in the Bridgeway House, and life hasn't always been the easiest for him. He lost his dad at an early age, and he's living apart from his sister, who was able to make the trip today. But when Alex came to us, he came to us with such a sense of respect and honor, and you would never know what life has dealt him by the way he presents himself. When he was in Washington, I don't even think you know this, but my phone started beeping with pictures, and they were all pictures of Alex at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, taken by different people around the area, because he was one of our students who stood at attention the entire time with the changing of the guard. Nobody told him to do it. Nobody told him the respect and the level that's there. But different teachers around that area started sending me pictures. And some were from the back balance. Some was the front balance. Some was the left balance. Because there's so many adults that are so impressed with this young man. So this month we went to look for student of the month. Ms. Nauman stepped up and said, please let it be Alex. To show the respect he's received, we hear from the people at Bridgeway how they've never worked with a child like Alex before. His coaches are here tonight. Teachers, the secretary wanted to come tonight, but she had another obligation. He's touched so many people's lives. I'm gonna let Ms. Nauman talk a little bit about him.
We got to take a wonderful field trip today, and when we're getting off the bus, it's lunchtime, so the eighth graders are speeding off the bus to get to lunchtime time, and Alex stops, turns the bus driver, shakes his hand, and says, thank you for taking us today. That's how he acts with every person he's ever come in contact with. As a coach, you want him on your team because he works as hard at practice as he does in the game. He shows me videos of practice, not of tackles in the game. As a teacher, I appreciate having him because it doesn't always come easy, but he never complains and he just works hard. But the reason that I nominated him, the reason I believe he's a Norton Middle School Student of the Month, is because of how he acts every day as a person. He is so respectful and polite, and every person that comes in contact with him, I hear good things back from them, and I'm just so, so proud of him.
Alex.
Mr. Shaner.
I'd like to introduce everyone to our 35-year-old student of the month. I was thinking if I could, it would be neat if we had the other students of the month up here. They come in all shapes and sizes, you know. But I don't know if you remember this. Well, I'm sure you do, but I don't know if you put the pieces together. So I was thinking about this earlier today. It's ironic because you were the December student of the month in eighth grade. And I remember that because it was when all this was being redone and we were down at Grill. You remember that?
Yep.
And it's the first time I ever saw you. And I didn't even know that Joel and Rachel had a bigger brother. And I saw you, and I thought, man, that's a big boy. You know, you were big then. And it's neat because I've seen you grow And it's so neat to think, like, back then you were in eighth grade and you're like this boy, you know, and here you are, this man, you know, that stands before us now. And when I think of Aaron, he's one of those young men that just leads by example through the building. I don't think I've ever seen you angry. I don't think I've ever heard you complain about anything. You've worked in our office before. He's a guy that just, he walked through the building, and whether or not you believe this or even recognize it, other people want to be like you simply because of what you represent. And to me, that's the absolute compliment that anybody can ever have. Aaron, of course, not only he does a lot of things around the school, and he's so well-liked, he's also third-team All-Ohio in football. I'm also very, of course, active over at Grace Church. And when we sat down, we were talking about everything. I said, so what are things you're doing? And I don't know, I just got this picture in my head because he told me he teaches like Sunday school to fourth and fifth graders. And I just think, like, Aaron's sitting there and he's fourth and fifth graders sitting around him. And I don't know, it just brings a smile to my face. So just an outstanding young man, truly deserving to be our December Student of the Month. So congratulations.
And before we take a quick recess, I just wanted to, Mr. Carmody or Mr. Dunn, did you have anything to say about the building? I know your teams have been working so hard, and while you have everybody here, is there
and
any?
I really was going to thank all the staff members that are involved, because everybody's doing such a great job, but especially the two folks in at the end of the table, Angie Wagner and Jacob Carmody, have provided a lot of leadership in the technology area, and then in just the general transition. So I would let them update us on that.
Actually, I feel somewhat relieved right now, because I can actually say we're a little bit ahead of schedule in terms of the whole building goes, at least the high school getting moved into the new high school. That building itself is progressing well. The finishes are going up. We found a way to sneak band in today because their area is the last to get done. So I was talking to band director on Friday. I'm like, I'm just not sure when we're going to get you in there. They're about ready to start doing the flooring. So we had a short conversation. And it was, hey, I can hold the flooring off if you can get up there Monday. So he had a crew of students, and we got, you know, maybe half the band stuff. I kept going, man, this is a lot. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got a lot more. But so we were able to do that, which took a ton of weight off of them. We've got art's been moved, science been moved. We probably moved maybe half of the other high school large boxes waiting, and we'll have the rest of them moved tomorrow. We're starting, I wasn't planning on starting until next week, but we'll probably start later this week moving the furniture up to this building that needs to come from the middle school. So it's gone very well. It's exciting. Angie's been able to get in and do some computer work. They're getting computers set up, so it's going very well.
Well, thank you.
We were over there today this afternoon, one of our TWB work experience students, so they were excited to kind of have an early glimpse of the new building. And John Steiner, our network administrator, today we were hooking up the new computers. Yeah. There will be new computers in just the labs. So 119 computers and monitors, we were able to get in and start setting those up. Not to bore you with the details, but we've had fiber to the building for internet. That's been there. The switches are in that connects everything together. Those have been configured, and they just started today kind of patching things together to where we're actually getting network to the network ports and the walls, and hopefully very soon we'll have Wi-Fi up. And that's what everyone's waiting on. And a lot of our stuff has had to wait until later because everyone's still using everything, and we couldn't take anything in until the building was closer to being done. So we have a very short window to do a lot, and I think we're ready. I mean, we've got a great plan, and I'm sure there's going to be things that come up, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there, and we're ready.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, normally we would take a quick recess, and I just wanted to thank Mr. Dunn and his team. Everybody's worked so hard, and I just wanted you to hear that. So we'll take a quick recess and congratulate the students of the moment. All right, we'll call the meeting back to order. Item 4, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? We'll be adding item G.
You forgot your public participation.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was nobody signed up. My apologies. Under public participation. So that, my apologies. Is there anybody who wishes to speak? Mr. Hopp. And if we just remind the room to 3 minutes, if you could just make sure you don't address any individual board member. And as soon as we get the clock ready.
I'd like to talk about the gas well.
Oh, just one. That's okay, I got it.
Okay, well, go ahead, sir.
Our gas well in the new building. How close are they to one another?
This is just addressing the board.
Yes. Or anyone in here who would know. I was told 25 feet, or 20 feet. Does that sound about right?
I would say no.
No, it's not even close.
400 feet.
I believe we have to be outside 100, it's either 150 or 200 feet away from the gas well to have a building, and we are well past that.
Norton zoning says 400. Norton zoning says 400 feet. I was concerned, I was told 20. That's why I'm here, I was told 20. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am wrong. But I want to bring up to the board so they can look into this and make sure this doesn't happen to us, what happened to Admiral King up in Lorain, Ohio. They had their gas well inside of a building. And it leaked. And they had to vacate the building, great expense, and now they're in a huge lawsuit up there in Lorain, Ohio. I don't think we need that here. I talked to ODNR, and they are the people that control the gas wells. They have something to say about it too. When I said that I was told 20 feet, they said that was way too close. But that was the information I got, and that's why I asked. Make sure that it wasn't. I'd like this board to make sure that we aren't so close that we have a problem like Admiral King did, and we don't have a problem later on where we have to sue. I'd like to have this entered into the minutes, so if there is an issue later on, it was brought up, and we know who to go after, and we have something to stand on in court.
Thank you.
Thanks. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak?
I would just add to that. I know Mr. Carmody has been in contact with ODNR probably 10 times in just the last 2 weeks to make sure we're handling the gas well exactly as we need to. Some papers went from our office to ODNR today. So we'll continue to make sure that we're doing everything to keep our students safe in regards to the well, but I'm confident we are.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your concern. So does anybody else? My apologies for not seeing that nobody was signed up. Anybody else wishes to speak? Seeing none, thank you. Now item 4, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? I know we'd like to add item G for the superintendent search under board business. Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the corrected agenda?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Under board business, item A. Can I have a motion to approve myself, Jason Sams, as president pro tem for the organizational meeting in January 2017?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
No.
Mrs. Bennett?
No.
Motion carries. Under Board Business Item B, these are first reading only policies. Again, under Board Business, can I have a motion to approve Item C, the addendum of negotiated contract between OPC Local 167 and Norton City School Board of Education, Attachment O.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under Item D, can I have a motion to approve the agreement to plug gas well on Milkovich, number one, lot between Norton City School District Board of Education and, Gons Oil, Inc., Attachment P.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under Item E, can I have a motion to approve a resolution to invoice Ohio Department of Education for past charter school deductions from state funding, Attachment Q?
So moved.
Second.
Under discussion, Stephanie and I went through, I don't know if you saw your attachment, but the amount that Stephanie came up with, and I really thank her, and I'll turn this over to you. From 2000 to 2016 was $109,026, and I'll turn this over to you for any further discussion.
There's just something I would like to point out. Going back to 2000, I don't have the number of students that we had 2000, 2001, or 2002. 2003, we started 20.74 students, which means a child was not there for the entire year. They have the funny averages there, not cutting the kids up. Through fiscal year 2016, last year they took $338,000 from our funding, and there were roughly 50 students. That's $6,700, almost $6,800 per student that they're taking away from the city of Norton or the schools of Norton. There's a really cool website. It's called knowyourcharter.com. If you have the opportunity to get on there, we have talked about this in the past, and see, it will list Norton City Schools. It lists what our index is, how many kids we have, what our state funding is, and then it lists where all of our money goes to charter schools. It will list the schools, starting with the one I think that takes the most money, and if you click on that school, it will take you to that charter school, and then it will tell you what their performances are compared to ours, how they've done on their report cards, how their enrollment is, what their teacher ratio is, if the kids are coming to school, what their graduation rate is, what students are doing after college, the number of special ed students. It really lists, it gives you a lot of information there that you can really look at, and the money that's flowing into those. So if you have an opportunity, I would suggest you go to that website. It's called knowyourcharter.com. Look at it, see where our money's going, and just talk to your legislatures about it. That's about all that we can do, is keep on it, because that's where our money's going. $338,000 a year, that would alleviate a levy from us, or the biggest part of a levy, if we had that in our coffers, because it would not cost us $338,000 to bring 50 kids back here to educate them. We would be able to do it with the fantastic staff that we have. That's all I have.
Well, thank you for putting all that together. And the likelihood is we'll never see this money. We're not going to get a check.
True. We're not going to get a $4 million check, but that would be nice.
Yes. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. Item F, can I have a motion to approve the naming of the buildings, items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item G to the amended agenda. Can I have a motion to approve Summit County Educational Service Center to conduct the superintendent search?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item six, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes, November 21st, 2016, attachment R, and special session meeting minutes, December 2nd, 2016, attachment S?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item seven, treasurer's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve November 2016 warrant attachment T, and item B, November 2016 financial statement attachment U?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Item eight, superintendent's recommendations under personnel. Can I have a motion to approve the following retirement, resignation, leave, and termination, item one?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under personnel, items B and C, can I have a motion to approve the following substitute personnel, items B and C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve the following supplementals, items D through F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, items G, 1, and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Superintendent's report, Mr. Dunn.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat myself and just thank again everybody for all the hard work that's going into the move, especially Mr. Carmody, Mrs. Wagner, also Mr. Shainer and Mrs. Gerber, their assistants have done just a tremendous job of preparing for this. I'd also like to thank the Kiwanis for the Panther, the unveiling that took place a little over a week ago. So if you haven't seen it, when you get a chance at the new school, it's really going to be a great addition to the campus. And also a reminder that on January 8th, we will be opening the new building. And the ceremony dedication will take place beginning at 2:00 on the 8th. It'll largely be an open house, and we'll have some thank yous. So everybody get a chance to walk around the school and take a look at the new facility. So hope you can be there. Thank you.
Anything further from the administrators?
I would like to thank the board for approving the capping of the well, purchasing the well, because part of our concern, whether we were building a field house or not, is we did not want to act a well in the middle of our campus, though we are more than far enough away from the actual well. I think that'll do a lot. One, as we locate the field house, it will not be built over top of the well, but we needed to get the tanks out of the way, and while we were doing that, we figured we might as well just get the well capped, and then we don't have that in the middle of our campus. So that process is finally, you know, coming along. We'll hopefully be starting on the field house here soon. I want to thank all of the employees, the high school staff, the middle school staff, especially right now. Elementary, you'll have your turn here soon. But they've all been great. I mean, we started, the maintenance crew started demoing old chalkboards in this building about 3 weeks ago, and the teacher just said, yeah, go ahead, I'll just use the other one. I understand you have a lot to do. So we actually have whiteboard installers coming in tomorrow, which is about 4 days ahead of time, too. So all the coordination has been great. You always have fear of what could happen. It's went as smoothly as I think it could possibly.
And special thanks to Judy and her staff.
Yeah.
Because because I don't know what we would have done if we didn't have such an efficient food service department. So thank you.
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Well, congratulations to the students of the month. I don't think there's any left, but congratulations to them. And to Mrs. Detzel on her retirement. She's been here, I'm not exactly sure how long. I know she started about the same time I did, so somewhere around a long time ago. So congratulations to her. I know I wish her the best of luck. And thank you to Pace for the donation of the smart board. I know it sounds like it's going into an old building, but it will follow us forward, so be assured of that. It's not going anywhere. And I wrote down something else, and I don't know what it stands for. I don't know. I guess that's it. Oh, I know what it means. Merry Christmas! That's what it meant.
Mrs. Bennett?
Congratulations to all the students of the month. And I do want to mention also the Panther statue that was unveiled a week and a half ago. I ran into Mr. Villers last week at Dick's Sporting Goods, and we started talking, and we're holding up the line because he started to get emotional as to how much it meant to him to be able to design the statue and to be a part of a project in Norton. So he's just so appreciative and so thankful, as are we. And, you know, I just can't say enough for Kiwanis and C.T. Taylor. You know, when we first talked about C.T. Taylor donating that base, it was just going to be cement blocks. I mean, it's much more than that. It's got that coating, I don't know what it's called, and then, you know, the top of it, it's fabulous what they have done also. And, of course, to MKC. And then all of the donors who donated, contributed money to the project. So just very appreciative of that. The only thing I have is that it's 20 days till open house, counting it down, and it's 5 days till Christmas. So I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Mr. Knight?
I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas also. And it was funny because I was thinking today what to say, and I thought about in January I was the president for like 5 or 10 minutes, but when you think about this year, this has been an awesome year, and I think we should be proud. We've done a lot of big things. As Jennifer said, we get back in January. You know, we're going to open the doors to a whole new school, and it's a new Norton. There's an awesome article today in the Norton Post about the Norton wrestling. It's on the move. When you look at our sports, I'm just real proud of us. I am real proud. And when I'm in the town, a lot of people tell me, man, things are really happening for Norton. And I think we can feel it. I like the fact that I hope next year we can set goals. I like the fact that we're working on the vocational. Jennifer's been active in that. I hope we can make that a reality sooner than later. And that's it. I just think we had a great year. I hope that we can continue on. Like I said, I'm proud of what we've done, and I think it's a nice time of year you can reflect and just count your blessings, and everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Mr. Yule?
Congratulations to the Students of the Month. Again, it's always, as I say every time, it's a pleasure seeing the different personalities. He had confidence up there today, shy and happy and all that, so it's all good. I want to thank the staff too. I was talking to Jake as I seen our moving truck going out on a hook on my way in. So I know there's ups and downs in it, but it seems like things are going smooth. I see the boxes, and that's great. Hopefully everybody's excited, and hopefully the excitement is well worth it come January 9th. Other than that, the statue looks great. It's exciting to see new direction as far as, you know, a new high school, middle school move in, and just it seems like there's a lot of excitement. So looking forward to next year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Mrs. Webber?
I'm last. It's going to be some repeats here, but congratulations to the students. We do have a great group of kids. I don't know how they pick every month because there's just so many to pick from. The Panther, I was at Mr. Villers' house when he was just starting the drawings and sketches, and he was so excited. He's so proud to be a Norton graduate, and being able to do something for our school, it's so lasting, and it's really a great statue. It just tops off our campus. I mean, it just looks really great. I want to thank all the schools for Norton Aid. All our schools have a canned food drive every year, and the money and cans collected go to our needy families. It was a little bit of a challenge this year because we are moving, so a few buildings weren't able to do cans, but we did pretty well. And we ended up helping close to 50 families. So it's just a great thing. It started like 1957, I found out, and it's a great tradition to hold. So thank you to the principals, thank you to the students and the parents who are concerned about their fellow families. And Merry Christmas.
I have so much I want to say after a full year of sitting here and to think about how a full year went by. And some people may have thought with newly elected people or differences of who may be here. So I actually want to thank the board and thank the administration and thank all the teachers and the employees of the district for allowing me to serve as president for 1 year. I was committed as I sat in this chair, and I actually rather enjoyed the entire time I sat here, no matter how difficult sometimes it is to walk in and have some trials and tribulations sometime. That just shows passion, and I'm okay with that. Everybody has their opinions, and I'm okay with that. So I was thankful that Rob sat here next to me as the vice president of the board for that year to support me. And I'm thankful for the three board members that sat to my right and left that supported me through difficult times and through some situations that we always didn't agree with. But you know what? We all work together for the district. And to the students of the month, every time we come and sit here, you know, it gets emotional sometimes when you see so much effort go into it. And when I saw the wrestling team walk in tonight and our head football coach to sit here and see a member of the Bridgeway home, thank you. Because it's every time, every month, it's not just that. It's all of the school district. Every organization comes in here. When you have the triplets in here, Mrs. Manet, you know, I'm a twin myself. So it's kind of nice. You always have that support. So it's kind of neat to see that recognition. And when you see that and how this district comes forward month to month to month, I don't see it every day like you guys do, but it's kind of nice to be when it's recognized during the holiday, because not everybody has somebody to go home to, and we saw that tonight. So what you guys showed, it means a lot, and you don't recognize that. What you guys did today as a team, so I appreciate that. So as we move forward to next year, all the five of us are going to be back up here. And we're all going to continue to work together, and we're going to keep moving this district forward. We're going to open this new building, and we're going to do what's best for this district. We might not always get along, but we will always do what's best for this district. So thank you. Thank you for coming tonight, and I hope I can see you again next year. Motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Thank you for coming.